powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hi again, everyone. It's the week of being thankful. Yep, Thanksgiving holiday coming up this Thursday. And of course, Black Friday is this Friday. So I just want to open by saying I am extremely thankful for you. Thank you to those who download this podcast every week or you listen to it in some way. I just want you to know how appreciative I am that you're interested in my thoughts and my ideas and what I have to say about business, CEOs, leadership, culture, all of those things. And today I'm going to focus on one big aspect of developing yourself as a leader, or maybe a future executive, or maybe even perhaps CEO one day. And that is what I have called the number one CEO skill, and that is self-awareness. How do you get to intricately know yourself better? I have some ideas for you today. Also, later in the program, I want to discuss developing the skills around critical thinking. That's all coming up today on this special Thanksgiving week development episode of Better Than Before. Today's program is sponsored by University Subaru. And right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to a charity in need. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it.
The best way to feel love is to share it. That's why Subaru created the Subaru Share the Love event. Subaru and Subaru dealerships will have donated over $225 million to help those in need. Get a new Subaru, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners. The ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Join us for the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 3rd at University Subaru.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. I'm Tony Richards, and leaders who succeed are typically those who know themselves inside and out. And it's a big deal to me. I've often said that the number one CEO skill is self-awareness, understanding your thoughts, your moods, your feelings, your values, your beliefs, how your experience has shaped and formed your lens that you see the world through and that you see other people through. And while coming to terms with this stuff and with yourself, it's a private matter. Failing to come to terms with your own limitations as a leader affects your ability to lead others. And here's some questions that you can ask yourself, or maybe if you have a trusted associate, peer, or it's hard to say because everyone's biased, right? But sometimes other people can see you, and this is the value of a trusted executive coach. Outside the bottle is easier. Right? It's hard to read the label from inside the bottle. So sometimes if you have someone who you trust that can give you some ideas on what they see and observe in you, then that can help as far as your own leadership and managerial performance is concerned. Here's question number one. What more do I need? This question might seem easy because a leader will always say that they need more time. Lack of time is often an excuse for failing to address simmering issues or to carry projects through to fruition. So ask yourself and others what you need to do more of, and one possible answer might be doing less of some things. That is, learn to delegate more and more devotion of your time to strategic thinking. Here's another question. What else should I be doing? So when you start to focus on doing less, you may learn to delegate not simply tasks, but also accountabilities. Too often, executives feel they need to be engaged in the work when their job is really to engage other leaders. Let your people do their jobs. And if they can't, you have to find out why, and you have to begin to coach. You may need to find employees with different skill sets, or you may need to provide your people with additional training, maybe more resources, more manpower. Last question, how do I do a better job of accepting feedback? Colin Powell said this. It's an amazing quote. The day soldiers stop bringing you their problems is the day you stop leading. And he also goes on to say they either have lost confidence that you can help them, or they've concluded that you do not care about them. None of us want to hear bad news about ourselves and our work. But the more self-aware leaders get, they begin to accept reality more, and they also invite problems in, and they invite feedback in, and they even seek it out, because they start to understand that the more you open up and share your thoughts and feelings and you accept feedback on those thoughts and feelings and actions, you're continually learning. And without self-learning and self-awareness, there can be no personal growth for you as a leader. Here's just some things to think about how you might grow in this area. Number one, how you might get more in tune with yourself. Yeah, one of the things that is a pet peeve of mine is when I give a client or a leader really good feedback on their actions, their behaviors, their performance, they say, I know. Well, why are you doing it then if you know? It's like they want to get away from the feedback. If they say, I know, that means there's no need for you to tell me that. No, there is a great need to be told that. Here's another thing. Spend at least a few minutes every day, and I suggest journaling, reflecting on how the day went. One of the journal prompts I always give leaders, especially when I'm starting out my work with them, I give them a morning prompt and I give them an evening prompt. And the evening prompt is, one moment I really appreciated today was blank. Because when you start to reflect on how the day went, then you start thinking about the next day and the things you can do to perhaps either duplicate what you did that was good, or try to change or eliminate what you did that might not have been so good. Two more. One is, what went well and what would you like to have done better? And finally, be mindful of feedback and make a point of thanking people who offer you feedback. The only requirement that you have when someone gives you feedback is to say thank you. You don't argue with it. You don't dispute it. You don't try to come up with justification reasons for it. You just say, oh, thank you. That's all you have to say. I have more coming up. How to be a better critical thinker. We'll tackle that subject right after this on Better Than Before.
The best way to feel love is to share it. That's why Subaru created the Subaru Share the Love event. Subaru and Subaru dealerships will have donated over $225 million to help those in need. Get a new Subaru and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners. The ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Join us for the Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 3rd at University Subaru.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo, or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Well, Welcome back to the program, Better Than Before. I'm your host, Tony Richards, and critical thinking is the ability to evaluate options, weigh alternatives, and make informed decisions. And it is a great skill to work on and develop. Conceptual thinking, futuristic thinking, critical thinking, these are all skills that are important to have or have someone on your staff who really has developed in this area. So how do you do that? How do you get better at evaluating options, weighing alternatives, making informed decisions, and increase your critical thinking skill? First thing, question all your assumptions. Critical thinkers ask questions rather than come to conclusions or assumptions without proper evidence, and they look to find the what and the why behind every proposition or event. Often we question assumptions when things go wrong. Crisis can bring out the best critical thinking because it forces you to question how and why you ended up in this much trouble. Here's another one. Adopt different perspectives. So if you want to be a better critical thinker, you need to learn to take advantage of the diversity represented in today's management landscape. An India-trained engineer may not view a problem the same one who's raised in Iowa, perhaps, might. Both may have the same problem-solving toolkit, but their different experiences and perspectives can provide some pretty valuable insights. Last thing, see potential. Busting assumptions and harnessing multiple perspectives are deductive skill sets. And critical thinkers should also have a creative bent that allows them to see opportunities where others see obstacles. For example, one executive may see a production snag as a problem, whereas a savvy thinker must view it as an opportunity to maybe reimagine the process to produce something different and something new. And this is one additional aspect of critical thinking that is vital to today's leader, and that is managing ambiguity. The speed of business, intertwined as it is with global factors and complex supply chain issues, as we've seen this year, dictates that you will never know all the variables. So what do you have to do? You need to get comfortable with operating in an environment where change is constant and rapid decisions are required. In a world of growing uncertainty, one thing is very certain, that every CEO needs sharp critical thinkers on their team who can size up situations, realize the potential where others may not, and seize opportunities through prompt decision-making. Well, that's our show today. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. And right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to a charity in need. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. And special thanks, as always, to our producer, Tessa Hall, who always does a fabulous job of putting this podcast together. And remember, it's the week of thanks and the week of giving. So don't forget to give thanks and be thankful. Might be a good time to start that all-important gratitude list. And it's also a week of giving. And primarily people do that through cooking and food. But sometimes you can give your heart, your love, your attention, your time. These are all valuable things that other people, it just may give them a sense of belonging, a sense of love, all these things. So don't forget, it's the week of thanks and the week of giving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Until we visit again next week, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.